Coming up, best-selling author Bracha Goetz talks about her new children's books as well as her memoir, Nourish the Soul, and a life of exploring, publishing, giving, and inspiring. Welcome to 613 Books Podcast. I'm your host, Heather Dean. And if you like to read a variety of books with authentic Jewish values, we read you loud and clear. My featured guest on the podcast this week is with me just in time for the Hanukkah season of giving gifts. But really, all of her books are fantastic gifts to others and ourselves all year. Bracha Goetz is the Harvard-educated author of over 40 Jewish children's books and a candid new memoir about her journey to joy in Judaism, and it's called Nourish the Soul. Her books can be found in Judaica stores, on Amazon, and on her website, www.goetzbookshop.com. That's spelled GOETZBOOKSHOP.com. Welcome to 613 Books Podcast, Bracha Goetz.
Thank you. I'm really happy to be here.
So let's begin with your recently released memoir, Nourish the Soul, which some of our listeners might know of its previous title, Searching for God in the Garbage. Please just talk a bit about the format of Nourish Your Soul and your compelling journey to becoming an observant Jew and overcoming a food addiction with joy.
Yes. Well, it's an unusual book because I didn't exactly write it. I compiled it. It's based on my diary entries starting from age 12 and going to age 32. So it covers 20 years, and the reader actually experiences the changes I go through along with me. It's kind of like a documentary. I found my old diaries and I took the significant excerpts. And then when I got older, I started calling my diary a journal. So then it becomes a journal. And then I found letters that I sent home about the changes I was going through. So it's diary entries, the journal, and the letters. And all I filled in were the missing pieces. And that's the book. It's basically a compilation, and I call it, it's like a psychological mystery, because the people go along with me. You can watch the clues of me slowly developing food addictions and then the healing process. And I actually learned how I was able to heal through writing the book, through putting the book together. I was able to see what the thread was that went through the book. Why did I develop the addictions and how did I heal from them? The entire book, the epiphany comes at the end of the book as I'm putting it together of how it all happened.
Right. As I understand, it boils down to one very, very big, important concept, a very Jewish concept. You've mentioned it before in interviews. Can we just say what that is? And then people, when they read your book, will see how you discovered it and how you overcame food addiction with joy. Shall we say what the payoff is in some respect?
Yeah, because that's how the new title came about. It's about learning that I had to nourish the soul. Mm-hmm. And that's what everybody really has to do. I mean, addictions are so widespread, so many different types of addictions, but it's all the same thing. We're trying to fill the emptiness within, desperately trying to fill that emptiness with externalities. And the more we try to do it, the emptier we get, the deeper the hole gets inside of us. So it's recognizing that it's a spiritual hole. And the only thing that fills the emptiness is spiritual nourishment. So that's why the new title of the book is Nourish the Soul. And the subtitle is Filling the Emptiness Within.
Right.
That is really what it's all about. And what I discovered even more clearly through the years since the book has been published and I've been speaking about it, I can say it even more clearly. What fills the hungry soul gratitude. Gratitude is what fills us up. That sounds surprising to many people. It sounds so simple. It's simple, but it's joyful, but it's not that easy if you're not used to living with gratitude. Once you start doing that, which is what Judaism is all about, it changes you completely. It changes your life into a life of joy.
The Hebrew word for gratitude is rooted in who we are as a Judah.
Yeah.
Yehudim.
Exactly.
So let's talk about another new release of yours called Don't Read This Book. And, you know, it's the sort of book that I wish I had when I was younger because it's fun and practical. And it actually shows young readers how to outsmart their Yetzer Hara. So I wonder if you could tell us how you approach writing a book for children about overcoming their impulses.
Yes.
Can you see how this sounds like asking the impossible?
Yes, yes. In fact, the book was almost impossible to write. It took me 30 years to write this book. I had the title. I had most of the book written. I had the ideas. But for years, I kept working on it and feeling it's not yet ready for children. Something is wrong here. Something about it feels scary or not practical enough. And finally, it was about 2 years ago that Hashem sent me the answer to the book. And it's really the surprise ending of the book. And here it is. This is so amazing. This is how it becomes practical for children. That Yetzirah, the Yetzirah is the impulsive voice in our head. It's the voice, it's the critical thinking, the critical voice, the inner critic. It's the part, the voice that is working all day long to try to make us miserable. Mm-hmm. We all have it. Children have it. Adults have it. We all have it. And it's natural. What I discovered only recently when I was able to complete this book is this. That voice is also from Hashem. That voice really doesn't want us to listen to it. That's why I say, don't read this book. That voice, actually, the amazing thing is that you find at the end of the book that the Yetzirah really did want you to read the book. That's why it said, don't read this book, because it tricks you all the time. It really wanted you to read the book because it's really from Hashem. And that Yetzirah that we all have, it wants us to overcome it. It is like those dumbbells, those weights that we lift in order to get stronger. Mm-hmm. In other words, every time the Yetzirah tells us, oh, you just need that to be happy. Oh, you're missing that in your life. You can't really be happy. It gets you to focus on what you're lacking. So how do you overcome it? You get used to exercising, pushing that weight off. And what do? You grow your gratitude muscles every single time you push off that weight. That is the secret. We recognize that voice is there. We recognize that weight is on us. And the more we recognize that the Yetzirah is working on us, the easier it becomes for us to push it right off and grow our gratitude muscles, the secret to happiness.
Beautiful. And again, the theme of gratitude comes up. So I love it. It's fantastic.
Yep.
I also want to talk about another book that's come out recently called Let's Be Honest,
yes,
which is also something for young readers who feel skittish about being honest, admitting to something, whatever it is. Tell us about how that book came about and what you want readers to come away with when they read this.
Yes, this book just came out from Art Scroll. I was asked to write this book because Torah Umesura was behind this book. And they came to me to write it. The person behind it actually remembered an incident with me where I really wanted to be very honest about something that wasn't called for. It was kind of going beyond what you had to do. But that's what the book is about. It's emphasizing how much we have to gain as Jewish people being honest, because we live in Olam HaSheker. We live in a world of lies. it's becoming more and more difficult, actually, for us to be honest in this world. But that is what, again, another gift from the Jewish people to this world, the importance of honesty and what it does for our lives to live honestly. One of my favorite parts of the book is it explains how our words matter so much. And like we'll say to someone, oh, I'll be with you in a minute. Or even better, I'll be with you in a second. Right. Like, you can't really be with them in a second. So like, be really careful about what we're saying, because it helps us so much to really live honest lives. Or like, just to say, okay, I'll do that. And then what if you can't do it? I'll try to do it. Like, right. That might be a more honest thing to say, to be really careful with our words so we can feel joyful about life, that we're standing up to the words that we're saying, you right. know? We're standing behind them, exactly. Right. Yeah, so right. it teaches children from the beginning of life the importance of honesty.
And also, when you talk about it, it makes our lives more joyful. In a way, I get it, because let's say that you make words, say words that are promising. I'll do that. I'll talk to you later.
Right.
So you kind of sap out your own joy subconsciously, maybe, because yes. you realize you locked yourself into getting back to that person or whatever you said you
yes.
would do. So there are ways to not make a neder, to let them know you'll
exactly.
try, you'll plan, you'll schedule, but yeah.
Exactly.
I would also love to talk with you about one of your bestsellers. It's not new. It's called Let's Stay Safe. It was read so many times back in the yeah. day when my children were little kids. I would say that the binding and the pages wore out, but they're such a good quality. They're still there. They'll be ready for my grandkids at the right time, God willing. You
Aww.
Wrote so much practical and understandable advice. It hadn't really been published, certainly not for the Jewish youth market. And so it spoke to personal safety, staying away from strangers, crossing the street safely, bicycle safety, fire safety, safety in the home, all of these things that, you know, it was just revolutionary when you published this. Can you tell us a bit about the making of Let's Stay Safe and what you wanted families to come away with?
Yes, it takes me back in time. I first wrote the manuscript way back in 2007. And for 4 years, I tried to get the book published. But the Orthodox world was not ready for it. I tried every publisher. And I was also trying to get articles written on the subject, but the magazines and the newspapers weren't ready for it yet. The Jewish press was publishing my articles at that time, but I could not get it into any other publications. Finally, I turned to Rabbi Yaakov Horowitz, and he was a big advocate for personal safety. And with his connections to Aguda and to Art Scroll, he was able to get the book accepted by Art Scroll. It was a lot of work, a lot of advocacy, and it was really exciting. Actually, the first manuscript that I wrote is not the book that got published by Art Scroll. That first manuscript actually later got published by Feldheim, and that became Let's Talk About Personal Privacy.
Yeah.
Which came out in 2014, mm-hmm. while Let's Stay Safe came out in 2011. My name was taken off the book of Let's Stay Safe at the last minute, just before publication. I wasn't in favor of it, but there was so much fear they had about me getting backlash for such a groundbreaking book coming out that I really didn't have a say in it. And they took my name off the book. And
right.
It was like they were really afraid to publish the book. I wasn't, but that's how it went. So you see, like a few years later, by 2014, we already made such inroads that the personal safety piece was not hidden in the middle of the book like it is in Let's Stay Safe. The entire book is about personal privacy. So by 3 years' time, we had made tremendous groundbreaking efforts. And now, thanks to Rabbi Horowitz's efforts, I think the book is in about 150,000 homes, and personal privacy is also in definitely right. tens of thousands of homes. And
right, right.
so many children's lives have been saved because of this. So I'm so grateful to be a part of this. Yeah.
Yes. And, you know, to say that Rabbi Yonke Horowitz has been an advocate for personal safety is really underscoring
yes.
How he has been on the forefront of
yes.
that topic no one wants to talk about and pray right. does not happen to their children, let alone themselves, about abuse.
Right.
And
exactly.
that is definitely one person you want to have in your corner when putting out material like this. And so thank goodness it all went through, and we should just hopefully never need a book like that, because everybody will be safe. Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
This year, 2023, on the secular calendar, the first night of Hanukkah coincides with December 7th. And Bracha, you've given everyone a reason to celebrate. So I'd love for you to just tell us about the Experience Box Hanukkah edition and any other gift ideas that your readers should know about.
Oh, thank you so much. My children, they started the Getz Bookshop. This is my youngest son and his wife. They're amazing. And since my 40th children's book, they started publishing my books. So I don't send my manuscripts out to any other publishers anymore, because they love doing this with me. And it's been such a joy. And my daughter-in-law, who was a preschool teacher, now she's doing this full-time, working with the Getz Bookshop. And my son is a first-grade Rebbe. So the two of them are, we're all on the same page. And my daughter-in-law came up with the idea of the Experience Box. It's basically taking what I do when I give presentations, which I give them all over. And I've been lately presenting Don't Read This Book. You know, I dress up as the fly in the book, who's the Yetzirah, and we act out the book. And we have arts and crafts activities that the children do to become a part of the book. So in this Experience Box, this was my daughter-in-law's idea, we put in three activities that we do when we have these presentations, and the children can do them. And there's also a Hanukkah coloring book and plus the book. So it's got lots of things. And in addition, like, they've done animations of the book and an audio of the book. So they're taking my books and they're going, you know, they're doing a lot more with them now than we've ever done before. And it's really exciting. So that's what the Experience Box is.
It sounds amazing. And I encourage people, check out the show notes of this episode, because when you click the link and find out more information about this, you'll see that it's a whole panoply of choices as to what kind of multimedia you want to choose that goes with your Experience Box. So I'm very, very excited about
that.
Thank you. Sure. My last question is about your legacy, which is far from being finished, but is as being one of our preeminent children's authors in the Jewish book space and probably outside of the space as well. What is it, as an author, as a writer, that you've gravitated toward this? Have you always related to very young people? How do you look at, so far, the span of over 40 children's books that you've published? What do you make of it? It must be staggering.
My whole goal has been to write the books that I wished I had as a child. You know, I wasn't brought up with a sense of spirituality, that I was a spiritual being that needed spiritual nourishment. And I was searching for it so desperately for years. So I feel there's a lot of unnecessary pain that people don't need to go through. They don't have to play catch up in life. If they learn the happiness skills early on in life, then they have these tools throughout their entire life. So that's the goal of all my books, to help children's souls to shine as brightly as possible.
That's right, to shine souls. It's lovely. It's lovely. Thank you so much, Bracha Getz, for sharing your story and for writing so many terrific and inspiring books for every Jewish home.
Thank you so much. May everyone be blessed with a light-filled, meaningful, joyful Hanukkah.
The best way for people to reach Bracha is by contacting her through her website, www.getzbookshop.com. That's spelled GOETZBOOKSHOP.com. You'll find more information about Bracha and links to purchase her books in the show notes of this episode. So check that out. And that's what's on the shelf for this episode of 613 Books Podcast. I'm Heather Dean. Thanks for listening.
613 Books Podcast is produced and hosted by Heather Dean. Senior producer and director of operations, Greg Cohen. Consulting producer, Yisca Roth. Show announcer, Michael Doniger. Remember to like and subscribe to our show on your favorite app, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or your own preferred app, and never miss an episode. You can find all episodes of 613 Books Podcast by visiting our website, heatherdeanproductions.com.